the distance between the dishes. She looked at him across a sea of dinner plates, half-loaded, still steaming, as the baby monitor hummed and Slack pinged from his phone. They weren't fighting. They weren't winning either. He had just finished closing another client. She had just finished closing the blinds to block out another day they didn't live fully. Success was in the room. So was tension. So was a distance that wealth couldn't quite reach. He said, "We're doing this for our future." She asked, "Then why does the present feel so far away?" The dishes stayed in the sink, and silence sat between them, wider than ever. He wasn't lazy. She wasn't ungrateful. They were just two high performers trying to love each other through an overloaded browser and a half-charged phone. Remember this. Hustle is a season, not a sentence. Your kids won't care how fast your second million came if you missed their second grade. There's a reason success tastes better when it's served warm, not reheated and rushed. The couple who wins isn't the one with matching luggage or a viral couples business or six rental properties before age 40. It's the one who looks up mid-sentence, mid-project, mid-scroll and says, "I see you. Let's slow this down just long enough to feel it. Because what's the point of earning a better life if you forget to actually live it?" From age 20 to 40, society sells us the gospel of grind. And listen, there's truth in that. You don't build empires on lunch breaks. You don't fund dreams without getting up early. You don't create freedom without friction. But if you only build muscle and forget to build memory, you'll wake up rich and regretful. What will it take for you to shift gears? Will it be a phone call from your dad when the MRI isn't routine anymore? Will it be a look from your spouse that says, "You're here but you're gone"? Will it be your son asking why you always miss warm-ups? A recent Vanguard study found that households with more than 1 million report greater satisfaction not from the amount in the account, but from having agency over their time. Freedom, fortune, flexibility, frantic scaling, energy, ego. This is your wake-up call. Invest in joy as seriously as you invest in markets. That means dinner without a phone, a weekend without metrics, and a future you won't have to apologize for. The world is obsessed with productivity hacks, AI leverage, and chasing more faster. But you? You can be the one who remembers presence is the greatest yield, and love is the original ROI. So tonight, wash the dishes together, and while the water runs, talk about the kind of life you'd both trade nothing for. That's where your wealth lives. Let me tell you about Mohed Altrad, born in the Syrian desert. No mother, no father, no shoes, no papers. Taught himself to read under a tent, moved to France, learned the language by translating a dictionary, got a PhD, bought a failing scaffolding company, built it into a $3 billion global empire with over 40,000 employees. But here's what makes him different. He didn't flex. He wrote novels, gave scholarships, showed up unannounced at job sites to say thank you. When he won World Entrepreneur of the Year, he said, "You build fortune with your head. But if you want to build meaning, you must use your heart." That line hit me because I see too many people working like they're still trying to make it, even when they've already won. If you're grinding from 20 to 40, that's normal. You don't build freedom on lunch breaks. But at some point, the grind becomes a story you're afraid to stop telling. What does that cost you? Health, peace at home, moments that don't repeat? You don't need to blow everything up, but maybe it's time to restack the deck. Ask your partner, "What does winning look like for both of us this year?" If your definition of wealth only fits you, it's too small. Remember, your kids inherit your money habits, your tone about risk, your ability to show up tired and still say yes to mini sticks or movie night. That's the real legacy. You're allowed to shift. You're allowed to say, "I've worked hard enough. Now I want to live smart." So pause, reclaim, reframe. The market doesn't care if you burn out, but your family does. And your future self definitely will.